So way back in 1986, we had our first ever yatra of Radha Gopinath Mandir. And that was only 22 people, which now we have to only dream, having 22 people with Radhanath Swami. But we were doctors and we were only 22 people. First yatra in December 1986, I was just married. And we went to many, many places, but we went to Govardhan Parikrama. And in Govardhan Parikrama, my newly wedded wife got sick for something. So I had to stay behind and they went ahead in Parikrama. So I stayed behind and I somehow was close to Kusum Sarovar. So then I entered in this temple, Ban Bihari temple. And I met that Baba, whose name is Babulal Sharma. He was a very old man, old Brijwasi. And he received me nicely, very nicely. I said, my wife is sick, so he made us comfortable. And then after some time, we felt better. So he said, ki, I will tell you the story of this place. And he narrated the story of that place very, very graphically in Brijwasi language to me, which I distinctly remember, and I have repeated thousands of times the story in my yatras. You know, yeah. That is also recorded. I'll give it to you. And then we left. So that's my first contact with this temple, and I was like touched because my first ever visit to Vrindavan in my life. Just married, you know, I wanted to go to honeymoon to Vrindavan only. I could not get tickets, and it's the first yatra Maharaj arranging, and now we are in the yatra. So like very emotionally, you know, surcharged activity. So that then that place was so dear to me. So I was always visiting that place, and then I started taking yatras in 3-4 days. 3-4 years, I began giving yatra myself only. Radhan Maharaj gave one yatra in Barsana I came, and the next yatra onwards, I carried on the legacy of giving yatra. So I had to prepare everything and take devotees around. So I would take devotees to this temple. Like that, it went on. In between, about 15 years back from now, this visit of ours is 30 years back. Something like 15 years back, Scotland devotees came there. Now, Scotland devotees, Prabhuji, each devotee in Scotland temple would do so much book distribution that a temple in the world of ISKCON cannot do that much. More than any temple in the world, a single guy would do. And there are many devotees in the temple. So one time, ISKCON World requested Scotland Temple, you please be out of book marathon in competition, because we can't compete with you. So they were doing on their own, but they would not put their score and, you know, overpower, become number one. Just they were out of the contest. They were so powerful. And then there was one lady called as Ratnamanjari Mataji. This Ratnamanjari Mataji had cancer. You must have read the book Simple for the Simple. There's one book called Simple for the Simple. Very nice book. You can read it. You can get the book in his Vrindavan temple also. Of one Mataji who was, I think, Scottish, and she had cancer. And there was a very nice story how in the end of the life she was talking like a small gopi. Who are you? I am a small gopi. I am assistant to Radharani, and what are you doing? I am picking up flowers. Like that she would talk, last stage mein. Very elevated Mataji. She would go in that trance, you know. So she had a husband, whatever his name was. And he also took care of her nicely, and finally she passed away. And she had told her husband that you will take sannyas after I go. So she passed away, and then he took sannyas. And after some time, because he was preaching in Scotland and many people he had preached around, so he was made guru. When he became guru, further his preaching is expanded like anything. And they all got attached to this temple somehow. Ban Bihari temple, huh? 15, 16 years old news this is. So his name became Bhakti Vallabh Puri Maharaj. Wife has left a body. He has become sannyasi, guru. Now all people are disciples now. So he just came and met Babulal Sharma, and he became very attached to Babulal Sharma. And Babulal Sharma said, ki, please you can come and stay here to service here. So then Ban Bihari temple was flooded with Scotland devotees. Many devotees would do service nicely. Amongst them were Palindri Mataji and Nityananda Mahajan Prabhu. Amongst them. But there were many that time. Not only they. Unfortunately, many years they served nicely. But in the course of time, Bhakti Vallabh Puri Maharaj had some difficulty. and he had to leave sannyas and guruship and everything. As soon as that happened, all his congregation got scattered. Scotland temple got scattered, Banbihari temple, everybody left. And in the meantime, what happened? Babulal Sharma left his body, the local pujari. He had his wife Shanti Devi, and Shanti Devi had no children. And Babulal Sharma had the right of worship of that place. It's a, what do you call, heritage place. It has gone into heritage. Puratattva Vibhag, Rajasthan government. Usme gaya wo jagah. So that time, Rajasthan Sarkar, Devasthan Vibhag, had given him authority ki you are the official pujari of this place, Radha Banbihari temple. So he was a pujari and he left. Then the rights came to his wife. But now there is no children. In the meantime, Scottish devotees came. So she thought, anyway, I don't have children, but I think my husband would like to have worship going on. Even if we both die, worship should go on. So she decided that she will give rights to this one of the Scottish devotees. In between, this guru fell down and everybody ran away. And only Palindri Mataji and Nityananda Mahajan left there. Now in the meantime, Palindri Mataji and this Shanti Devi Mataji got really tied up like mother and daughter. Due to association for a long time, staying there for a long time, they developed that bond of mother and daughter. And Nityananda Mahajan is only alone brahmachari left behind. Everybody just left away. So in the process, she said, ki, Palindri, I will give my rights to you. I'll write a will and my rights will transfer to you. And somehow, it looks like she is her past life daughter. Very clear. I can see that. You know, but they have so much love, affection and bond. Although everybody left probably. She could also left. Nobody would question you why you left. I mean, today also if they leave, no ISKCON devotee will ask them why you left. So, nahi jamta hai apne ko. It's like that, simple. But she is a very committed lady. So as Nityananda Mahajan Prabhu also. They felt ki we promised Babulal Sharma that we will take care of your temple. Now whatever has happened, but we cannot go back on our words. So last about 15 years, nobody is there except Palindri Mataji and Nityananda Mahajan Prabhu. I'm talking the story of 20 years before, few years they served, but everybody left.
Palindri Mataji, I think Indian.
She is a South African born, passport Indian South African, Indian. But Gujarati. She is a Gujarati, but generations have shifted to South Africa when India was fighting for independence. You know, Mahatma Gandhi went there. So that time the Gujaratis were there.
About a year back we talked to this Mataji, it might be same Mataji. And Jagannath Maharaj is Siksha.
I'll tell you the story. So she got committed, okay, I will be taking care. And she said, I'll give you the rights to. And then that legal procedure took place. Ki, after I die, Palindri Mataji will be the official worship, right of worship will be with her. But Prabhuji, living in that place is not easy. So much service is there. So much seva is there. And then Babulal Sharma also passed away. In the meantime, Prabhuji, because Guru fell down, everybody ran away. And sorry to say, the husband also left her and went away. He also had some minor fall down, whatever, minor, major fall down. Because of the inspiration lost, and he also got in Maya, and he also fell down, he also left her and went away. Then now what has happened? Our Guru has gone away, husband has gone away. So no ISKCON temple is trying to, you know, ready to accept them as their own. They are going and asking, we are ISKCON devotees, we are Prabhupada disciples, we are Prabhupada followers, you know. So please give us shelter. So nobody is ready to give shelter also. Nobody wants to identify with that temple, it's our project, nothing. So they are like on their own. So then they got, you know, really discouraged and despondent and really, really. So in the meantime, we came across them. For example, Radhanath Maharaj would always take yatra and stop there, vagana, vagana. So then they said, we have faith in Chopani devotees. So they approached Radhanath Maharaj, they said, Maharaj, we have lost our guru, whatever, why happened. We want to take shelter of you because we need some guru to guide us. So Maharaj has accepted to give shelter. That time, Bhakti Samrata Maharaj was president of Vrindavan temple, all of you know. So he also got connected. She had faith in him also. So he also accepted to give guidance and everything. He took also, it's like, you know, I love you. You are not on the road, sir. We are with you. It's like that also so important. Na? Somebody is on the road and begging for shelter and nobody is saying yes to that. And you say, don't worry, we are with you. It's also a big, big thing. In the meantime, this hospice came up here and Barsana Eye Camp was going on. So she knows everything. So then she approached us, you know, as I have taken shelter of Radhanath Swami, I want to give this whole thing to Radha Gopinath temple. So we said, we are in Bombay, you know, how we can do the things there. So, but in principle, we also said, okay, we will take care of this center. Now many years passed because then I got in picture. I was actually pushing our temple for 3 years to actually accept this temple as our own, as our baby. But there were many things, you know, temple was not so ready to do that. So 3 years I sincerely followed up with Gaurang Prabhu, Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Madhavananda Prabhu. I said there is a lot of potential in this place, but there is no service. Devotees are not available here. But just we should not just give up. We should see the future projects are, prospects are very high because this is at the bottom of Govardhan, on the Parikrama Road. Everybody has to wait in that place, take darshan. And it's a very historic place. Many, many, many pastimes have taken place in that place. It's a very, very beautiful place, actually.
Yeah.
Very, about 6 to 7 pastimes there in one place. And Radha Ban Bihari is a very ancient temple. The old deity was stolen by people. There was a deity of Krishna dressing Radharani's hair. And now there is Govardhan Shila, Krishna and Radharani. And Krishna is decorating Radharani's hair. So, also there are many things on the altar. Bhakti Vallabh Puri Maharaj's Shaligram Shila is there, his Gornita is there, his Krishna on the leaf of banyan tree, that sucking his own thumb, that murti is there also there. Small Shaligram Shila with leaf size, and then Krishna on that, like that is also there. Markandeya, Rishi's Darshan. So many wonderful things are there, Shaligram Shilas and many things are there, small things. Unless you ask them, they will not be able to tell you. They will tell you only the one main pastime and then you have to go because you are walking.
Yeah.
But if you stay there, then they will tell you, this is this one, this is this one, this is my guru has given, this is my, he has given, like that. So after 3 years, somehow, executive committee of Radha Gopinath temple, I was able to convince them. They took it up to the agenda in the meeting one day and they decided, okay. Then they made me as a representative. You, because I go to Vrindavan, Coffin, Barsana camp and this and
that. In fact, I was told that you are now more or less like a referred as
the university. That is a part. So I became the representative, also spiritual counselor and whatever. So then what we did is we streamlined the whole thing. We made the trust there and made a bank account and whatever comes goes to bank. All the things we streamlined so that nobody should point out there. They are making money and enjoying, and you know, we wanted to keep their track record very clean. So we made all the procedures and everything, and we kind of took ownership of that place. But the challenge didn't end there. Challenge is still there because whoever we mobilized to go and stay there left the place and went away. You know, we have to find somebody who is already settled and maybe retiring or something. Also devotee, chanting 16 round, initiated, maybe Brahman Diksha or not, but at least initiated. There are a lot of criteria. We can't just put anybody there. So in the last 4-5 years, whoever we have tried sincerely, it has not worked out. Somehow people got sick and they went back. So many people have come, many people have gone. Of late also one lady came from Airoli, New Bombay, but she just left about 2 days back. Because you know, Vrindavan is extreme heat, extreme cold, and plus there are so many things are there. Vrindavan is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not easy, no? Vrindavan is a personality, which, you know, you can come as a visitor, you will be blissful. If you like, I'll come and settle down here, you will say many things like dreamy, dreamy, wonderful yatra going on, so bliss, happiness, Kartik month, pleasant weather, and nice prasad, and, you know, every time stories, and this and that. So it looks so wonderful that I will just come and stay here. As soon as you come and stay here, then the new story starts.
Yeah.
And your health starts with problem, and the monkeys bites you, and this happens, that happens. Your faith gets bewildered sometimes. You are put on test. So many things happen. So, but you know, in amongst all the thick and thin, these two devotees have stayed there. I really am telling you, I can tell you, one is the inspiration of my connection with the temple 30 years back. Babulal Sharma met me. So I've got emotional attachment. But today I go there, simply to, in my heart, worship the two devotees. I only go for that because I know. Yes, Prabhuji. Palindri Mataji and Nityanand Mahajan Prabhu. And their old Mataji, Shanti Devi. such a elevated Brijwasi Mataji, she is such an elevated Mataji. So I go there, I mean, I may be a position wise a counselor or anything you can say, trustee or whatever, but I simply go there to pay my respects to both these devotees and to acknowledge that I can't do what you are doing. In my life, this life, whatever I can do, I cannot do what you are doing, because they have no time to get sick also. You get asthma attack, she is working. Prabhuji now came to Bombay and was diagnosed to have heart disease. Why? Because he only sits for 4 hours. No time. So just because of 4 hours sleep, he's thin like this, but 4 hours sleep, he has developed heart disease. She has got asthma for now whole spring, 4 or 5 months. She will be breathless. But every morning you'll see her serving this, cooking, talking to people, breathless but explaining people, you know. And day and night, Prabhuji continuously engaged. And they go back, go to the bed, immediately some yatri comes, so we come running out and then give prasad, give sticker, give pamphlet and tell them, this is Krishna, this is hair of Radharani, this is comb, this is maina. They will, you will not even know, are they sick or what? Are they making drama of being sick or what? So enthusiastic they are. You are finished your duty, you are about to go to sleep as per your schedule, and suddenly South Africa, some devotees come and ask, where is Nityananda Mahajan Prabhu? So immediately he gets up and comes. And then they start explaining the stories and this and prasad and stickers and talking. So then 3:30, so take bath and next service. The seva is already scheduled. So like that, if you see him eating breakfast, Prabhuji, he eats breakfast in 5 minutes. Gulping, because his whole timetable is so tight. After that he has to go to Goshala, from there he has to go to milk, then he has to go there, then he has to come here back in deity worship. 2 o'clock in the morning he wakes up. 2:30 is on the altar. Already bathing the Shaligram, putting chandan, decoration, this, that, and by the time 3 hours he'll do deity worship, and 6 o'clock he'll do Mangalarti. 6 o'clock Mangalarti, 6:30 Goshala. 7 o'clock he comes, take his breakfast, continuous there is same thing. She also has schedule. One day she cooks, one day he cooks. Then they have to clean up. Whenever you go there, the temple is so spick and span. Whenever you go there, you don't have to go in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day. It's always clean. Bathrooms, floors, everything. DT is always shining. They dress up once in a week or something. But DT is always shining, you know, fresh flowers. And you eat prasadam there. The prasadam is super flawlessly tasty. Because they have such consciousness, Prabhu. Such consciousness. And they are like the old timers, ISKCON devotees, who are like obedient to the last core. 50 years back, Guru told you, do this. Today also they are going to do. So they had committed to Guru that they will take care of the deities over there. Even Guru left, but they didn't leave. And she has still faith in the Guru. She says, she has given me spiritual life, so I don't reject him. He is still my Shiksha Guru, he is still my savior, he has saved me, he has given me training, and he has made my spiritual life up. So I have some different shelter now, but she is in touch with Guru, she is with her husband also. She still keeps inspiring him on the phone, and he comes once in a year, stays for a few days and goes. Guru also comes and goes for some time in between. But now there is no tie-up as Shishya and Guru and something.
Yes, she has taken shelter of
Brahman. The point is that, you know, these devotees are so glorious that I don't think in 10 lifetimes I can do what they are doing. Even though I am 20-year young boy, and I have the same mood as theirs. I don't know whether I can do that or not. Because, you know, all of us can do something when we are happy, maybe not sick, healthy, you know. We can do many things. But how many of us can do things when we are already sick, already, you know, impoverished or whatever. We have so many reasons to say no. And these people are doing their service in such a difficult situation. So the answer to this situation is only one. Now things are streamlined. Answer is only one, add manpower there, that's all. As soon as devotee manpower comes there, they will be burdened, less burden, things will be shared, and then we can give the temple ISKCON face. That means 4:30 Mangalarti, then schedule wise Shringar, schedule wise Darshanarti. All the temple mein kaisa hota hai? Everything is scheduled, na? Like, there are many people, so you have Monday, he has, Tuesday, he has cooking on that day, he has that service that day, flower service that day. As soon as devotees will come, my desire is, my prayer to Krishna is that now things are like 6 o'clock Mangalarti and there is nothing after that. Everybody is so busy in serving, there is no time to do anything. let us have more devotees, then we can have Mangal Arati in time, we can have Darshan Arati in time, we can have Bhagavatam class, somebody can give Bhagavatam class, then there will be prasadam, then there will be duties, okay, today you receive the guests, I will do cooking there. So everything is like in nine rotation, then you go and take rest, your time comes to rest. Because there are many hands. Right now, there is no time to think also. And then plus what happens is, Kartik comes. Huh? And Kartik mein toh, so many devotees coming there. So many devotees are coming. And they are cooking for them. Hundreds of devotees. By the way, forget Kartika. First begin with normal months. In normal months, Ekadashi to Purnima, you know, everybody is doing Parikrama of Govardhan. Twice in a month, 10 days, day and night. Daytime, locals will do, sorry, not locals, outsiders will do, nighttime, locals will do. So, whole night, something, songing is going on, they have difficulty in sleeping, but they will receive them, give water, give some Khichdi Prasadam, full 10 days in a month. Then festivals come, Gaurpurnima comes and all devotees from abroad go to Mayapur and they come to Vrindavan also and then everybody is visiting there. Then Kartik, 30-40 days, all the devotees of the world are visiting and doing parikramas and constantly every single day in spite of Ekadashi or Purnima, they serve morning juice to people and afternoon khichdi to people, again evening some prasadam they will give. Round the clock they will keep serving on the counter there. And that time some devotees come, stay for 8-10 days. To augment service, हाथ बटाने के लिए आ जाते हैं तो चले जाते हैं. But they are there only. They are now taxed X. In Kartik, many people come to serve, but seva is so much, there will be 2X, 3X trouble service. Like that. So, I have been trying for getting many devotees there, so somehow support. But it's like all becomes temporary service. Everything, everybody come and go. Of course, we are grateful. Even if the temporary 2 months, 3 months also is very important, at least some rest is there for them. They don't have time to go to Bombay to check up also. Like we have taken their full responsibility, health-wise, that don't worry. Anytime anything happens, either this place or Mumbai, totally free of charge, you come. Ma also, that Ma means Shanti Devi. Shanti Devi, Paladri Mataji and Nitanand Mahajan Prabhu. Unka pura responsibility we have taken. Anything happens, we are responsible. So our desire is that Mataji is getting old, that Ma, Shanti Devi. So almost nearing 80. Mm. Palindri is becoming 50. Nitananja Mahajana also 50.
50 means young.
Yeah, but Mataji, they have been working and slogging so much hard for so many years without having proper rest and everything. See, we are at home and we are on our own, so we are that way working hard, but we get enough rest and we can take off and sick leave and chutti leke hum log gaon jaate hain, kuch na kuch karke. They have no time. Can you believe that they are staying 15 years there, they don't know anything beyond Radhakund. They don't know anything beyond Radhakund. Farthest point they know is Mansiganga, and this side they know Radhakund.
No,
nothing. Govardhan Parikrama is energy. Ki tarah. If you go for Govardhan Parikrama, then who will do service there?
Yeah.
6 hours, 8 hours if you go around, who will do your service there? And plus you get tired and you will go to sleep after that. And suppose your legs are paining for 2 days, who will do service there? No Govardhan Parikrama Prabhu. For 15 years, staying there. Because it's a calculation, na? You have limited number of hours, and so much service is there, you have to chant your rounds, and you have to be there, and look up the deities, and you can't have, it's like a luxury for you, if you were to go for Parikrama of Govardhan. Because who knows if I fall sick after that? I don't want to take risk, so nobody goes. I have been, in the meantime, when I arranged for 2-3 people for some time, when I told them I will take you to, so I took them to Nandagaon, I took them to Kokilavan, I took them to Jawat, took them to Sanket. They have not gone for years in life, only heard about those places. That Mataji, Brijwasi Mataji also, has not gone out. She has not seen so many places. I said, I have heard about Sanket, can you take me to Sanket? So instead of going to Kokilavan before, I stopped at Sanket and stored the whole Sanket forest to them. Whole Katha, everything I did. And then we went to Kokilavan also. And then I took another day I went and I took Nityanand Mahajan Prabhu to another place, holy place, and told Katha and we had chanted together. So this is how situation is. That, such elevated souls they are, such committed and dedicated people, that I draw inspiration from them. when I come to Vrindavan. So when I come here, I am in charge of this place, Barsana, and also Kusum Sarovar. So I travel all the three places, give time there, discuss things, solve some queries, whatever, discuss things out. And anybody new person is coming, I talk to them, I explain them everything, then look after all their things there, settle them down, and services, and keep talking to them, keep, you know, inspiring them. But still, after some time, they go away. I don't know what is the mercy of Krishna there available. I don't know that. So my, in that whole process of trying to get devotees, I've gone to Kolkata, I've gone to Pune, I've gone to Gopinath Temple, I've gone everywhere. I've just talking to everybody. Somehow, if anybody is inspired, I also told that if true brahmacharis come for 3 months, it's also fine. Then they can rotate as a spiritual retreat. No, they can go 3 months there, do deity worship, preach, come back, next two brahmacharis go. That also has been told, and we are trying, but it's not worked out yet. Wada, Radha Gopinath Temple and Pune Temple. I am constantly working with Gaurang Prabhu and with Bal Govind Prabhu and Sri Guru Charan Prabhu, Radhesham Prabhu. I have been constantly meeting them and they are working out. In the process, I went and met last 17th of April, I met Sri Guru Charan Prabhu and the Board of Vice Presidents of Pune. I somehow gathered them and I met them for 1 hour. I just gave a speech like this to them. So that time they registered your name. You were already in Pune. I mean, already in Vrindavan. You were in Pune and they told, I know you, but I couldn't recollect your face. Now I immediately recollected. And they said, you both are Brahmin Nishaya devotees. You are already staying in Vrindavan and you have already taken the atmosphere of Vrindavan, heat and cold. And you are that way not sick or, you know, like unhealthy or something. But and you are experienced in deity worship. You are looking after deity worship in Pune. And you are looking after preaching also and coordinating devotees were there. And then somehow you left from there and you came to Vrindavan. And now staying near Seva Kunj. I said, I will beg you.
It is a privilege.
और जिस तरह से आप बोल रहे प्रभु जी माता जी जो एलिग्नेस एलिवेटेड सोल है इतना हम तुम क्या कुछ भी नहीं है तो
सो व्हाट आई एम सजेस्टिंग यू इज आई विल नाउ क्लोज दिस.